Golf is deceptively simple and endlessly complicated. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. It is at the same time rewarding and maddening. It is without a doubt the greatest game mankind has ever invented. This is a quote from Arnold Palmer. Hello, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you for listening to The Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We are producing this broadcast to keep our members and patrons apprised of the events that are coming up to the course and have some fun while doing it.
This month, we're pleased to have Brian Minnis with us. He's the CEO and managing partner of Great Life Midmo, who oversees the operations of Green Hills Golf Course for the city of Chillicothe. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Russ. It's great to be with you guys.
Now, Russ and I have visited prior to your arrival, and we have a few questions for you regarding Green Hills Golf Course and yourself. Tell us a little about yourself and your long history with this great town, Chillicothe.
Well, Randy, I'm born and raised here. Graduated high school in 1988, the same year I was supposed to graduate, which is something that pleased my parents. I've had friends and family in Chillicothe since that time that I've been gone, and I've been back a lot, which is great. It's always great to come home.
Let's talk about Green Hills Golf Course, and what do you see for the near future for the golf course?
Well, I think the future is very bright. Golf is a hot sport right now. It's becoming more and more popular with young people. Women are taking up the game at a record rate, and so that gives me great hope that the game of golf will be played in Chillicothe at its two great golf facilities for many years to come.
What do you think some of the keys are to your success here at Green Hills?
Well, I think the biggest key at Green Hills is we have a city that's devoted and dedicated to keeping this important asset alive and utilized by the community, not just the golfing community, but others that can take advantage of some of the things that take place at the golf course that are non-golf related. We have a great staff. I think there's a tremendous amount of both local support from people that love the game of golf in the county and even regionally. And, you know, Randy, I don't know if you know it, but we have a lot of people come down in the spring and fall from up north, Minnesota and Iowa and other places in the north to come down and play our golf course when theirs aren't available. So it's quite a destination as well.
Let's turn over to Russ. Russ, what's on the links at Green Hills as far as membership options?
Oh, there's many membership options out here. The one that is most utilized out at the facility is the single membership for $60 a month. That membership in and of itself doesn't include walking, but you'd be surprised, we have quite a few out there. But from $60 to a month to all the way up to $199 for a family with a cart is a phenomenal deal for our patrons. When you take a look at it and you think, well, if you're going to play, it's going to cost you $46, $48 to play with a cart one time, why wouldn't you take advantage of the great membership opportunities out there?
Do you have memberships for the driving range?
Yeah, that is really being utilized more and more every year. That membership for the driving range is going to be limited this year, believe it or not. We're only going to sell 25 memberships that are actually come out and hit as many golf balls as you want. You have a special place on the range where we have some chipping facilities and things like that. Of course, the putting clock is always free, and we encourage everyone to come out there. But that membership is $275 for all the balls you can hit for 12 months.
So sign up early before you lose out. There's always been trips here from out of state. Here, there's a trip to Minnesota coming up as well.
Yes, we're going to join the Visitors Bureau, go up to Minneapolis with Amy Seppel, and I believe Drew Hinton's coming this year. We're going to showcase our facility and bring in some more northern golfers. I know 20 years ago when I was here, we did that, and we really put a pencil to it and thought that we generated somewhere around $50,000 and above for the entire community, gas, lodging, golf course, bars, restaurants, that kind of thing. It's a wonderful thing, and that's why we're going to do it again this year.
Now, I understand, Brian, that you and Russ have worked together in the past. Is that true?
Well, Russ worked. I'm not sure what I did. I think I did what most 19-year-old 20-year-old college students working in a retail golf shop for the summer did. I floundered around and tried to learn a few things from Russ. But yeah, we did. We worked together in Kansas City at a golf retail store, and we've been lifelong friends since.
I'm guessing there's a few stories you could tell about each other.
Well, I do remember when our boss was away, which was quite a bit that he was gone, we set up a chipping course inside the golf store with ping pong balls, and we could learn to work those ping pong balls around all kinds of corners and areas. If you remember, Russ, we may have knocked a few things over and damaged some carpet along the way, but we got pretty good at it. I can tell you, Randy, we found a way to play golf when there was snow on the ground in a strip mall. That's not easy to do.
The other one that comes to mind is if you guys are familiar with the Metro North Mall down, that's basically where we were located. And one of the most vivid memories I have is when we would actually open the back door. Now, the back door is about 36 inches, and we had a driving range in the back. But if you just turned around from the net, you could hit it through the door. And that was about the time that the Nightlight golf ball came out, the glow ball. So if you can imagine sitting in the back room with the lights off, popping a glow stick, putting it in a golf ball, and shooting that thing or hitting that thing right over a busy thoroughfare and watching the cars lock up brakes, wondering what UFO just passed over their car about 15 yards.
Randy, the other thing I can remember that doesn't speak very highly of our understanding of the game of golf or the future of it, but I'll never forget the day we got this box of new drivers in, and it's on the outside of the box it said TaylorMade Pittsburgh Persimmon, and we cut it open, and there were these metal woods. Never seen metal woods before. And Russ and I looked at each other and we said, these will never sell. And
ever.
So that tells you that you don't always predict the future right, and we certainly didn't. The game's changed a lot since then. That's been a long time ago, Russ.
Now, with all the hijinks, was there ever a window broken in your play in the mall?
I don't think we broke any windows, but there may have been a hole in a wall, some damaged equipment. Again, the carpet probably got torn up a little bit, and there was certainly some damage to my pocketbook as a 19-year-old. I specifically remember Russ beating me pretty handily at our chipping game.
And that's when I retired, because Brian obviously became a very accomplished player, and I'm going south as we speak. But as far as the damage, yes, there was the metal door I was speaking of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When a golf ball comes off of the frame of that, you better be aware. It was like a missile. And yes, there was a few golf balls that went through on the right side of that door by about 3 inches. But, yeah, that no windows that I remember.
Let's continue with From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. Brian, I know you have a special deal for our listeners. Tell us what it is.
Well, the first thing we'd like everyone to know, is that we have a great youth program. And every year, Russ, who has years and years of experience teaching young people the game, we offer an absolutely free clinic to young people all across our county. They'll do that four times this year. And so getting started is, I say, always the hardest part of the game. And so we've removed every kind of hindrance from that. We have clubs available. There's no cost. We've got plenty of chaperones and help the day of the junior clinics. And so we want everybody within earshot of this broadcast to come out and make sure they get signed up to have their kids come and learn a little bit about the game of golf. The kids will have a great time, we assure you of that. And, you know, it'll set them maybe on a course to play a game for a lifetime. And we think that that's invaluable.
Sounds like an excellent first step. Brian, what would you like the listeners to be most aware of at the course?
Well, I think that it's accessible. Golf's affordable. I think golf gets a bad rap that it's too expensive at times, but you know, I don't know where else in our society today that you can go and spend 4 hours with family and friends or coworkers or clients. And, you know, when you break it up, it costs about $10 an hour for some of the best fun you'll ever have. And that's pretty affordable when you put it into perspective. I think we want everybody to know that the golf course is a very important part of the community. Everything from supporting student athletes who are representing our community in athletics to offering a chance for our seniors to come out and enjoy a competitive sport that there's not a lot of those, you know, when you get to be kind of my age and older. And so that's, I think that that's really valuable. And I think it means something as you drive through the north end of Chillicothe and you see that we have two great golf opportunities here in Green Hills and in the country club. That's rare for a community our size. And I think it speaks to the health and the vibrancy of the community.
Russ, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, actually, I do. I first want to let everyone know and express my appreciation. It's been exciting to come back to Green Hills Golf Course. As some of you know, it's been 22 years. It was my first facility to operate, and I'm really, really pleased and thankful that everyone was so welcoming. And now, with Brian putting me back at the helm, it's a wonderful thing because now I can, as he slightly talked about, expand the junior golf program, because that is the lifeblood of our golfers and our community as far as playing golf. And with everything we've got going on, I think there's going to be 21 to 22 events or days that the family or the juniors can participate in this year. And I also want to thank our longtime sponsors. Pepsi does a wonderful job and has a beautiful relationship with the golf course for years. They sponsor our Thursday Night League, and BTC Bank does a wonderful job in sponsoring the Senior League. We're actually going to try to put two more leagues together this year, and it's just an exciting time for Green Hills in 2022-2023.
You know, and Randy, I think the other thing we can't be remiss in forgetting to mention is that the golf course has a wonderful committee of non-paid supporters of the course, the Golf Course Improvement Committee. They raised more than $20,000 this year to assist the city and us in making sure that the golf course is well cared for and improved over time. And so my thanks to all of those folks that have worked tirelessly to help us have a great and wonderful golf product here in Chillicothe.
Thanks for listening to KCHI. Give us a call or get on from the links at Green Hills Golf Course.